This is Aaron Blake, curator of art, here to talk about the different states of the Drewshout portrait of Shakespeare. The copper printing plate that Martin Drewshout engraved was touched up twice during the printing of the first folio in 1623, and once more for the fourth folio 62 years later. That is, the print exists in four different states. Although there were four folios and four states of the portrait, the various states don't correspond to the editions of the folio. States 1, 2, and 3 are all found in the first folio. In this case, you can see one of each of the four states. Only four examples of the first state survive. Two are at the Folger, one still bound in the book, and the one at top left, disbound before the library purchased it. Look at the right-hand side of the collar, below Shakespeare's left ear, to spot the main difference between the first state and the rest. In State 1, Shakespeare's head doesn't cast a shadow on the collar. Because so few examples exist, it's assumed that Drewshout realized pretty quickly that the portrait looked odd, so he went back and added the shadow. The differences between the second and third states are minor, a highlight in each pupil and an extra strand of hair. But the fourth state is heavily re-engraved. Drewshout's original lines grew shallower as the plate wore out, so they held less ink and printed thinner and paler. Whoever touched up the plate in 1685 used cross-hatching to darken it. Look at the facial hair in State 4 at the bottom right of the case. You can see how the wavy lines making up Shakespeare's mustache and soul patch now have diagonal slashes across them.